The kind of changes you get to experience in trance are gradual, incremental. So when we're working on new trances, new training, new ideas, new pathways of thought, at first one might not notice anything happening. They might wonder, where are the results from fiction? Where are the deep, wonderfully pleasurable mental escapes where all I can do is surrender? And the answer is they're there eventually. Surrender can be very gradual. And as your mind fades in and you hear every word I say, you slowly start to realize that you have been learning about me. You have been habituating yourself to my words and my influence, to my control, and to your gasps, and to our pleasure. And that's what this is. Shared pleasure. Shared sinking. But as I mentioned, the changes are incremental. They happen in the background, they're slow shifts. But the you of right now and the you of when you first began to listen to me are different. And the mind that feels intense pleasure and learns this is possible is different from the mind that existed before. And you have learned to attach special meaning to my words when I say sleep. It's not like some random person telling you to sleep. It's a twitching command through your mind because your subconscious has learned to appreciate what I tell, what I ask, what I say, and that I often have something interesting for you to get enmeshed in and lose yourself in. Hear my words, sink your brain, let yourself fall into what I say. Let yourself adopt the most complete position of relaxing surrender, of gradual, submissive pleasure, overtaking your brain, training your body, training you to tense and clench certain muscles, to think those words are hers and therefore they control me, to think that if I really were there and I wanted you to go deep and I gently pushed you down on the bed, you would go of your own will. And if I whispered in your ear that it's time to sleep and 10 and down and 9 and 8 and your mind learns to slowly snap the bonds that bind you to the waking world until 8 and 7, 6, 5, 4, mine, 3, good pet for following and obeying, 2, 1, lose yourself to simple, peaceful thoughts, envision a beat. We all have that little place in our mind that we go when we need things to be peaceful and calm. In fact, I would hope that yours occurs right here where you are resting and listening to me. But everyone has something. But I always use a beach. There's a particular cove near my home. And that cove is all shale cliffs and sandstone rising up a good 100 feet. And you have to take steps, natural steps, down to the sand. About 10 or 11 to get down, and you just kind of got to lower yourself, and then you go down a long hill and you're at the beach. And when you do get there, your footprints are in the sand behind, and the water washes up. It's in a bay, an inlet off the ocean, and you can hear the sound, the wash of waves all around, and the simple peace of it. But you also realize you've had to travel a little way to go there. If you go up on the bluffs in winter, you'll know you're the only one there because of the depth of the snow and the untouched nature. But that place exists in me. I can recreate it here and describe it to you, the wash of wave, the way that when it touches down, you hear the crash and you become enmeshed in it. You become part of it. You wait for the next one. You anticipate the next word. You want the next thing inside of you that will make you peaceful, complete, relaxed. Same idea. Build a beach in your mind. And on that beach, you might find that if you left a structure of sand there and the water washed in, it would slowly, slowly move it away. Until eventually, there was only blank, slightly marked space. But all the things that have been built there are there. And the sand itself is receded into the ocean that is your mind waiting. And the sand is more than that. Words I've said that make you sleepy, make you drifty, make you drowsy, have been slowly enmeshed into the sea of you until you can no longer see the work that made them. But the watermarks are there. The cliffs still stand. Your awareness of that place, and the wave that echoed in your mind, even as it was washing away even the memory of what we might get up to, it was nonetheless dragging the pleasured words I left there out into you. on the deep currents of you, where they might resurface anywhere. And so the words I say at one point in your mind here vibrating your ear. Right now, the most sensual part of your body is the small bone of the ear that carries my words into your brain, tingling and shivering away. Yes, here. At the beach of the mind, the place the sound of the ocean arrives, the place I build these little structures which will fade. The memory of them never will. The memory of wave after wave, wash after wash, depth after depth, piece after piece of you in pieces for the moment, then reassembled in a new, more pleasurable state, relaxed and confident, feeling appreciated because I do appreciate you, I enjoy you. I'm looking at you right now and feeling pleasure and peace and relaxation. And I hope you feel the same, and I think you do, and now I know you do, because the sigh and the deepness and the relaxation and breathing and the way that your mind just becomes a faded, vacant expanse as your breathing approaches the quiet almost of sleep, as your eyes behind your heavy, locked-down, glued-down eyelids flick to and fro, roll back into your head, as your body gets warmer because the blood flow is more able, but the warm is only a comfortable warmth. And you are a comfortable you. And this is a peaceful moment. And your mind is more vulnerable to me, and sure, we may do sexy, pleasurable, arousing things with it. But we'll also just make you feel like you. And you, someone worth being, the warmth of the now. Only you can be my partner in this moment, my canvas, my listener. And only you can tell me about it later, can feel it later, can want it in you. And you craft half of the moment, and I'm the one in the moment with you, listening, thinking, making you breathe deep, making you twitch and shiver, making your body feel the goosebumps of lust and peace and happiness and fulfillment. Fulfillment that your mind is deeply hypnotized and learning new things about itself, moment by moment, deeper down. 3, 2, 1, mine. Think of those words. Everything I say washes over you, and you just allow it to wash. You allow it to fade away, knowing that the memory of the sand built up, the memory of the session ingrained in you, the memory of each and every grain exists in that vast ocean of you. And as the sounds of me wash off the walls, the cliffs bouncing back, filling the space, creating the perfect acoustic of submission, you surrender. You feel like your whole body is mine to puppet and guide, mine to tell what to do, mine to tell how to do it. Because I have set an agenda and been interesting enough and been intriguing enough that you will listen, you will follow, you will sink into what I say and love the nature of it. You love to sink deep. You love in this moment, in this place, in this time, to be mine and follow and sink and feel your body twitching, feel the pleasure invading, feel how my voice now rings across the strings of you, making you resonate with leyline harmonics that go through your whole body, not just the inner ear. You're hearing me with the tips of your toes, hearing me with the tips of your fingers. You have decided to craft your entire body in this moment and the moments that follow into the perfect instrument for transferring my pleasure into you, my memory into you, my crafted guided scenarios into the structure of you, until all that there is of you is the peaceful, pleasured manifestation of what we've crafted together. You hear my words and you surrender to them. You allow your body 10 and 9 as I slide you deeper, as I find new layers and new places to store lusty relaxation in your body, as you slowly feel peculiar phenomena overtake you, the tingling of your body, the feeling that you are just your mind, just the isolated viewpoint of your head. And that your own thoughts are fuzzy, muzzy, vacant, distant, but mine are clear and sharp, in sharp relief, easy to grab onto, easy to submit to, easy to follow along with, and you want more of them in you. You want more of these words in your head, more of these sensations in your body, more of the surrender to my words and the relaxation of your form, more of the simplicity that makes you deep, that takes you down, that guides you here, and you love it. You adore the feeling of simply sinking. You are capable of feeling even more pleasure and going even deeper. Now I began something you don't know, but you've been subconsciously waiting for me to finish. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. But then I think, maybe I want to bring you back up. 5, 6, open your eyes. 7. 8, nah, back down, sleep, 7, 6, 5, closed, deep, blank, down, 4, 3, inevitable metronome ticking away to so much more anticipate the inevitable release when I say the final and send you one deep cascading lost pleasured mine following down deep submit enjoy love the moment because you're sharing the moment with me and there's so much more we can do. Surrender to sensation. Let your body lose itself in the peace of deep, happy thought. You feel what I guide you toward. And now I guide you into deepness, into peace, into me.